back to Black Lives Reality Check. Today we are talking about how Nick stole the job from Luke on The Bachelor, and Black Chyna shares some pregnancy pictures with us in People. And let's just say she's sharing more than just her belly, because her booty looked out of control. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live Reality Check.
She looked a mess.
I'll be doing all that.
All that. Happy birthday to Beyonce. Drive a roll up to partition, please. I'm your host, Ashley Gray. Join with me, DJ Jesse Janity.
What's up?
And Beyonce, of course. How did you feel about the VMAs?
Reality X.
Beyonce's performance?
I mean, Beyonce's performance was a reality check, but for the VMAs, Reality X. Like, I love the... I thought the performance was amazing. It was innovative. It was more like a Super Bowl performance.
So a lot of people... Well, I won't say... A lot of people online said that Beyonce's performance was quite demonic. And...
They say that about every performance.
I understand that, but did you get that? Like, or did you feel like it was more just a creative, imaginative performance?
No, I felt like it was just a creative situation. You know, I'm the first conspiracy theorist to be pulling something out of anywhere. But Beyonce was not up there doing no damn witchcraft. Like,
I think it was just darker than what she... I mean, a lot of people know Beyonce to be very bright, bubbly, blah, blah, blah. And then years later, she has went over to the dark side.
But I'm just like, the movie isn't like that. Like, the movie's dark in tone. So it's like, what's she going to come out and be like, crazy in love, lemonade?
Yeah.
You know? Like, well, the big fireworks and all that. Like, it wasn't...
Who was the best performance of the night?
I mean, Beyonce, but, like, without counting Beyonce. Like, I just take her out of the equation because it's, like, really.
How was Britney?
Look, she had, like, 45 seconds behind a wall with some shadows. I was like, yes! She came out, she went, arched her back and was like, whoa. I was like, yes! And she was doing all the little, like, you make me...
So you were here for Britney?
No, bitch. Because then when this motherfucker came out, G-Eazy should have... G-Sleepy, what the hell was you coming up on the stage? It was weird. It was awkward. It was like cougar moments. Like, you know, I'm glad that they have lowered the dosage on Britney's medication, but damn. make her wait another year before we did that.
The VMAs, it was pretty much... It was good overall. I wasn't really... out of this world excited to just be sitting there watching it. I could, and it was too long. But for the most part, it was okay. It was
Rihanna?
Rihanna was good. I mean, everything was okay. I wasn't blown away by any particular performance. It was okay.
I just miss... Here's the thing I will say about the Britney performance, what they tried to do, is the MTV Awards, like, used to be like, you would take two artists, mash them together, they would perform on stage together, and that was the magic. I feel like we don't get that really anymore. Well, like, I want to see Beyonce and Rihanna come out and do a song. Well, not really, but... Yeah, nah.
Well, we'll actually, see next year, but as of this year, we're going to go ahead and reality X. Are we Xing or checking this?
I'm reality Xing it, honestly. Okay, like, it just felt like I was watching the BET Award Part 2.
Oh, no, the BET Awards were better than that. Don't do us like that.
Honey.
So let's talk about people who are doing people like they shouldn't be doing them. Ooh. So Nick, who we're talking about The Bachelor
right,
now. The
next Bachelor. You see saying Nick, I'm thinking, what Nick can do?
Is Nick Vial. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name because I could care less about the fella. So I was really upset when they announced on Bachelor in Paradise After Paradise that Nick was going to be the next freaking Bachelor. So when they announced this and this man came walking on down, walking out from the back, I'm like, that's not Luke. Luke is so fine. Mm. I really feel like Luke deserves love. I was very disappointed, along with like millions of other people in the world. Like, Luke is everything. And Nick, I just can't. He's now currently on Bachelor in Paradise. And he's more like a best friend, like the sidekick, not the leading man. And Luke is just so much more handsome than Nick.
Sounds like personal opinions.
It's definitely a personal opinion, but I don't care. I feel strongly about it. So.
Well, all right.
I'm upset about it. I'm going to reality X that entire situation. I think that ABC needs to come back and have a meeting and just figure things out. Or just give Luke his own spinoff or something.
Speaking of spinoff, Bravo has a new one coming. Mother Matriarch of the King family over at Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Mona?
Karen King.
I don't.
You don't, yeah. Huh? You don't want to mess with Karen King. But Miss Karen King apparently went and got her a tummy tuck and had it filmed for this new Bravo special that she'll be on called We Are the Joneses, which is another celebrity makeover situation. It's a celebrity surgeon, Dr. Michael Jones reality show. Like,
reality don't. Reality? Nobody want to see that. Why? Tummy. If we, no, I don't think so. We don't want to see that. If you want to get your tuck stuffed, whatever.
Go to Dr. Miami on Snapchat.
Yeah, like, I'm not really interested in seeing this. No.
I'm just so over the whole, like, why do we have so many surgeons, like, not surgeon, plastic surgery shows? Isn't, like, botched by nature?
Botched,
like,
is enough.
Right.
We're done. And then the dude on Snapchat, we're good.
The dude on Snapchat is like the rawest, realest-ish I've ever seen.
I feel like
that was almost like my strip club experience. Like, it's that, like,
I really feel like they're probably going to drag the storyline out and we're going to get all the emotions that go behind it. But I don't even care about that either. I won't be watching. I'm not even going to tune in to see if I'm going to like it. That's just, I'd rather not. I'm not going to lie. No, I'm not going to be watching.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to tell a tale.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not watching it.
All right.
Are you going to watch?
Absolutely not.
Moving on to Black China's pregnancy pics. Now, it was recent. She did a recent spread in People magazine. And honey.
How was it?
The spread.
Was
it was
spread.
Her booty cheeks. Spread out all over that table.
Was she doing a split?
Just falling out like jelly in a jar, honey. It was just so ugly. It was just so I just couldn't even get my thoughts. I couldn't get my thoughts around it. It was so huge. It's on her Instagram. And it just wasn't flattering. And I think that a lot of people share my sentiment because she blocked the comments on.
No.
Because I wanted to tag you in it. And I noticed that there were no comments. And so I'm like, oh, maybe I'm the first one to comment. And it was like, no, Black China has disabled comments for this particular picture.
Wait, you can do that?
Yes. It's just so, I'm like, is this, did she Photoshop this to make this look
wait,
bigger?
Is it the black and white ones?
No, it's not the black and white ones, honey. Let me.
The cream ones?
And those are horrible, too. Did you see the ones where it's just this lace, like, laid up against her face? I'm like, girl.
I get what she was trying to do.
I don't. What was she trying to do? Please enlighten me, because I just felt like this was.
I felt like she was trying to be like Nicki Minaj. Like, remember when Nicki did? But it was like Nicki wasn't pregnant when she did it. I mean, for.
No, it looked like she was trying to suffocate herself. Like, I wanted to go get her help. Like,
wait, is it this one? The cream one?
No, honey.
Or she took him down.
She probably did, which she should have. It was no, it was this one. Look at her. Look it. Just look.
I mean, girl, she is pregnant with that booty implant. Like, I feel what you're saying, though. That
it
looks crazy.
Like it looks like it's possible to be pregnant in your booty, too.
But
like,
they look cute together. If they had just, you know what I mean?
No, I'm not saying that her face is not beat down for the gourds. I'm saying that someone needs to, they should have cropped out that butt.
Look like her countertops are heated and melted her down.
And melted that plastic. I literally feel like it just was not flattering. And I just don't really understand why she thought that it was flattering.
Well, you know what? Maybe she's insecure. You know why? Because like Lena Dunham, this bitch. So she was at this award dinner or whatever freaking ceremony that celebrities be going to. And she was placed at a table with Odell Beckham Jr.
He's cute.
Now, if you don't know who Lena Dunham is, as most probably might not because she's from Girls and she's kind of like the equivalent of mayonnaise, but she's but hilarious show, totally recommends. So basically she's there and apparently she writes this whole long rant about Odell. You didn't hear about this?
I'm
girl,
this is the first,
so
I'm ready. I'm taking notes.
There, don't, because you do not want to listen to this bitch's advice. I used to like be like, oh, have you seen Girls?
Yeah.
It's like the, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I've gone through that experience. Mm-hmm. Like, Lena, you're trying to bring this to reality, girl, and now you sound crazy. So Odell's sitting there, and apparently she starts tweeting this thing, and it says, oh, tonight I sat next to Odell Beckham Jr. And as I looked over at him and smiled like with joy because he was, you know, a handsome young man, he looked at me like I was just a marshmallow. Like I was just an irrelevant fat white girl. Like this whole like thing about her being ugly and he looked over her because she was unfuckable and he wouldn't talk to her and yada, 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 yada.
And that's his right. If you, if he wants to look
bitch,
over,
bitch, you ugly.
If he does not find you, I mean, I totally get. No, I don't. I'm not gonna
girl,
lie.
Let me just
I don't
read
get
this.
Where she's coming from.
Right, and you're not
it's
gonna...
like if he's being respectable, he did not disrespect you. What did you want him to do? Come over and offer you his draw?
Bitch, he don't know
like,
you.
And if he's not attracted to you, then he's not attracted to you.
And knowing that, do what kind of energy are you putting out here? Because right. You're probably putting front girl out there like.
I mean, are you basic like a freaking pumpkin spice latte? Tis the season.
No, bitch, looking like the Snapchat filter. Like,
no, what do you mean? Hello? Like, this girl.
Look, girl, listen to what she wrote. So then she posts another
one. Paraphrase.
I owe Odell Beckham Jr. an apology.
To you.
Despite my moments of bravado, ooh. I struggle at industry events and in life with the sense that I don't rep a certain standard of beauty.
Oh.
And so when I show up to the Met Ball, it was the Met Ball, surrounded by models and swan-like actresses.
What does that mean?
It's hard not to feel like a sack of flaming garbage. That's an internal problem.
Honey,
on you,
you need to go to see a therapist. That's called a mental illness, in which a lot of Americans are struggling from. So go ahead and sign yourself up.
She said, I felt this intense spirit sitting next to this handsome athlete. And when I went
that's
ahead
called
and
being horny.
When I went and projected.
Come on. And you got rejected.
When I went ahead and projected these insecurities and made total narcissistic assumptions about what he was thinking, then presented those assumptions as facts, I feel terrible about it. Because after listening to lots of valid criticism, I see how unfair it is, and I don't know what kind of a day he had. Girl.
I think that like, he had the perfect day. He just looked to his left and looked to his right.
And, like,
and didn't find
you.
Anything interesting, so he looked forward.
Oh. Honey, and I need you to look up at Jesus, your savior, girl.
Hallelujah.
You need to be saved.
I mean, I'm just saying. Moving right along, I'm going to reality X all of that situation. Tiffany New York Pollard
what is this? I
is
can't.
Coming back to TV, and she promises to bring all of the drama. So Logo...
Oh, so they're going to use her?
No, no, no. And they're actually not only bringing Finding Prince Charming to their network, which is... Well, you know what? Check out our last show if you didn't get the down low about that. But there's another show coming called The X, which will be on Logo. And Tiffany New York Pollard will be the host of that one. Let me tell you how messy this is. So it's going to be two contestants who have broken up. So they are exes. And they are going to be trying to find love within the same group of
oh
men.
Oh my gosh.
And they're all gay men. So it's going to be... And then New York's the host.
Genius.
So this show... I'm so excited because it's going to be so messy.
Now see that? I will be watching.
It's
I might do an after show for that.
It's going to be the messiest of the mess. And with her as the host, you know she's going to be egging it on. Like, she going to be in every single altercation. Like, so... You gonna let him do this to you? I am here for it. It's called The X, and it's going to be on Logo. And I kind of like what Logo is doing. They have the more sophisticated Finding Prince Charming, which you can tune into if you're into, like, The Bachelorette. And then they have The X, which you can tune into if you're into, like, Love and Hip Hop New York.
I love it because then they can do The Bachelor, and then when they're off that, they go to, and they break up, they can go to The X.
Yeah. I like it. I'm here for it. I'm totally
when does this come out? Do we know?
I don't have a premiere date yet, but I'll bring that back to you guys next week. It's gonna be good.
All right, before we do that, so football season's coming up, y'all, and
it's here.
Is it week one?
I watched it yesterday, yeah.
All right, y'all, it's week one. So that means this is the week. We've been talking about it. How long? Finaldrafts.com. Wait, it's DraftKings.com. Why do I always say Final Draft?
I'm so sorry because I was just looking. I could, you know what? DraftKings.
the Kings. Make sure you guys check out DraftKings.com. So apparently it's a fantasy football league where you can set all your players up, and apparently if you've done fantasy football before, this is a way easier version. They have more chances for you to win money. And the big prize, week one, which I don't know because Daryl Dunn thought it was in two. Like, it's just so, I don't know. Just Google it whenever we, I don't do football like that. But I might sign up for this because it's $5 million this week. And so if I just pick a bunch of random dudes, I mean, I might look up a couple stats. You know what I mean? Like, I know a Tom Brady. But... you guys can go use the code BSports on DraftKings.com. That code will get you access and also discounts to win $5 million. DraftKings.com.
And I also have really exciting news.
What?
Hashtag BHL. Well, not just more so BHL love or...
BH love.
BH love. Yes. So Oprah Winfrey was on our network.
Was on
our network. And you guys can tune in for the full interview. She was on the Greenleaf After Show, and it was amazing. She had a lot of insight about the show, and she also teases her new show, Queen Sugar, which will be premiering on OWN as well. So check that out. And let us know what you are thinking. Hashtag BHL Reality Check. Let us know if you did sign up for fantasy football on DraftKings.
Because we will need a percentage of that.
Yes. And if you win some money, take us out.
Tyga
has a new whip after he got his other ones repossessed. Speaking of Oprah, Kylie channeled the great queen herself.
How?
You get a car. You get a car. Yeah, she brought her boo a brand new Bentley. Now, it was rumored that his car was repossessed, and now they're saying that those were all fabricated rumors. It was not repossessed. Kylie was hiding the car to surprise him with this new Bentley, which is all lies. Come on, lies you tell. Kylie bought him a car, and kudos to her for being able to afford one. And what I think that she should have done.
Kudos to him for getting a girl that can buy him a car.
No, I don't. You know what? What she should have done.
What, Ashley?
Is given him the money to pay those late car payments so that he can get his car back.
Look, like, everyone can't be Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill. Okay?
That would have been the responsible thing to do. So now you're going to buy him a new car, which is probably going to be repossessed in what? I'm going to give him like 6 months. Mm. Seriously. Come on, Kylie.
I mean, you
but
know
she
what?
Young. She's stupid. She gonna got all these bills in her name. I guess
Linda,
she can afford
listen.
It. But honey, you better holla at MC Hammer. It can be taken away.
I mean, if I could have a sugar mama like Kylie Jenner, I would accept anything that was, you know what I mean? I would accept all of my gifts.
I would accept it, of course. But I just would be like, Kylie, you could just, how about you give me the money so I can pay my rent and make them car payments?
Mm.
He needs to focus on his rap career so he can get his own coins up.
Speaking of focusing on your rap career, Kid Cudi will have much more time to do so. So apparently for Empire, Kid Cudi was filming for the role of Graham, who's going to be playing Hakeem's arch nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
Well... due to creative differences, Kid Cudi, they done stopped production, in which they've already used Kid Cudi to film the scenes, and hired Romeo.
Miller?
Lil. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Mm. Mm.
Well, Romeo does look better. However, I don't think that he's the best actor.
First of all, let's not say look better than Kid Cudi's. Kid Cudi's fine.
But Romeo,
in two totally different ways.
Two totally different ways, but I think that Romeo's looks better
Empire.
Suits this role. However, I don't think that Romeo is the best actor. I mean, he does good in those DeVry College commercials, but...
He does good in those?
That's my point. So I don't know how this is gonna go, but then again, Hakeem isn't, like, the best actor either.
Taraji and... what's his name? Are the... best actors on it.
Yeah, so I think that it'll be a good bounce because Hakeem isn't the best, and I think that Hakeem, and before anybody wants to come for me, I think that Hakeem is good as that character actor. I think that he channels a lot of that from his personal life. I mean, not saying that his storyline is his personal life, mm-hmm. but all of those kind of feelings. I don't think he's extraordinary. as an actor.
No.
So I think none that Romeo would balance, it'd be good. Go ahead, throw him in there.
I think so too. Get him shirtless, real cute. And it actually makes sense because Kid Cudi's character, I felt like it would have been more of like, oh, he's a real artistic hip hop artist versus what Hakeem is, like kind of like the pop bubblegum kind of rap.
Yeah.
But Romeo, it's almost like a spitting mirror because they're both shirtless. Romeo got bigger pecs, though. You know what I'm saying?
Romeo looks so much
Romeo
better than Hakeem.
So
I never thought that Hakeem was handsome.
Yeah, he cute. I mean, he grew into his cuteness. Like,
at first, he
was looking like little brother, like little twist, and then...
He looks like the gremlin at the end of the Gremlins that have the glasses on in the very first Gremlin movie. Like, I just... The one who got blew up in the microwave. Yeah. We love you, Hakeem.
Mm-hmm. Empire, see you soon.
So are you really into Empire?
No.
Me either. I try, like, I'm not even into Power, but
I haven't watched Power yet. Because, like, my thing is, I know myself with these shows, and I'll binge watch the fuck out of them, and I'll just be in my room, like,
I need to give Power a chance. I haven't watched it at all either, but I used to watch Empire every week just to support and give them those ratings, but I would just be sitting there like, this is the hype.
Question like what you're giving the ratings to.
Yeah,
like,
so I'm definitely gonna tune in for the premiere.
Like, you know, go ahead, no man.
I'm definitely gonna tune in for the premiere and see what it's all about, but I'm excited for Scandal and for
I heard Scandal's not coming back
until January.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, that's gonna be the show.
And that man is my... Everyone thinks he's so, like, kid-like, but I think he is so fine.
Who, the awkward Duckworth?
So...
Hello.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, he's super cute, but he looks like a baby duck.
He's adorable, and he has the cutest British accent. You know that he naturally has it.
He's everything with
when
his
accent. When I interviewed him, I was like,
I can't. Did you have your 90s choker on, too? Like, yes.
No, I wish. But anyway, so I'm going to reality check the fact that Romeo...
I'm going to reality check that. All right.
And I think that Romeo is going to do great in that role.
No, you're so positive.
Hopefully it'll be a why can't I talk today?
That
I'm
girl.
Hungry, huh? Mm. Yeah, but I think it's going to be a good look for him.
Mm. Well, what's not a good look is... So this whole damn... I ain't even going to pretend to try and know his last name. Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, okay.
Did I say it right?
We're going
to
go
with
that.
Well, you're the wrong person to be asking. Teresa Giudice.
Give them Jews some dice.
Teresa Giudice.
So,
wait a minute.
Tell us about...
So, they talking about a petition. You might not even write. A petition has been put out there because this whole thing about the national anthem. They want to replace the Star Spangled Banner. This can't be serious. It's so serious that this is an actual thing. With the Dipset anthem. And shame on whoever created this. But here's why I'm not mad of it. Because go ahead. Just show how big of a fucking
shame
joke we are.
Shame on the police for saying that if they don't get Colin together, then they are not going to be working the games anymore. Shame on them. That is a more devastating and horrific story than this. I'm all for the Dipset anthem.
Murka, 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 murka.
No, but I mean, what he's doing is really awesome and it's courageous. And I feel like if it's his right to sit or his right to stand, and how dare someone... like, say that he's being un-American because he is choosing to sit down, when if you really just think about the history of America and
girl,
what...
Girl, put tags on everything un-American out
yeah.
here.
So, I mean, it's interesting, but
oh
we'll
my God,
see
please
how it
play
all...
it.
It's, wait, is this the...
Tip set.
Yeah, okay, so we thought that we got really excited.
No, we're going to go out with it, I think.
That's we got really excited. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to reality... X. No, I'm gonna check that. Well, okay, so realistically,
girl,
I'm gonna
this
exit.
Bitch gonna hire damn ASAP Rocky to come out with the Harriet Tubman braids and write it to
I'm
the
gonna,
Dipset anthem.
But realistic, like behind the scenes, I'm gonna reality check it because I'm Sophista Ratchet. But then, like, of course, like, I'm definitely not gonna approve of that.
Girl, I can't.
To my corporate white friends.
Okay, well, everything that's wrong with America, y'all. Where are we going next?
No, I want to, this is one thing that I want to talk about. We can move on to our, I guess we've just been playing it, Reality X or Reality Check. But how everyone has been dragging Blue Ivy.
Why?
Oh my goodness, you
did not. Not because of the MTV thing.
Right? No, for the VMAs, they're talking about her hair and like...
She was the best dressed there.
How big her feet are. And then that just really bothered me. I'm like, come on, seriously? Like, why are we really going to drag this little girl out? That's just not... I don't know. And I'm still kind of skeptical. I don't know if Beyonce is really 35.
I don't believe that she's 35.
But well, I did Google actually, it, and it says that Kelly Rowland is 35, and Michelle Williams is 36.
Of course, they made Michelle older. Like, Michelle, you have to be.
Michelle, you better put on your wiki that you're 36. I just,
sorry,
I don't
girl,
know.
Like,
maybe,
we drew straws. You know you got that one.
Maybe it's just because I feel like Beyonce is just, she's just seems a lot older.
But I mean, really, I don't know. Actually, the 35, I could see that because I don't picture her like 40.
Well, Jay-Z's 45.
Well, J-Lo, I guess, is 40, but Beyonce's younger.
No, Jay-Z, no, J-Lo. Oh, is she 40? I thought she was 50.
Oh, what?
I've been giving, I was like, dang, she looks good to be 50.
No, no way J-Lo's 50.
I don't know.
No, I don't believe that.
I gotta Google.
Don't believe it. 40.
Well, are we going out with a Dipset? Is he trying to find it?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm pretty sure he found it. You know what I'm saying? But wait, damn it. Did you hear about NeNe posting about to start a GoFundMe account?
I saw her recent bikini pics.
How'd you feel about that?
I think she looks really good, but I really also think that it's very over photoshopped. I don't think that that's tuned. What she naturally looks like. And I'm just craving for a reality star to just really just be honest with America and just give us a unphotoshopped, unfiltered picture. I'm not saying you got to take your makeup off, even though, did you see Alicia Keys?
I'm not mad at Alicia Keys. Like, girl, go ahead
but
and do it.
But hold on, because she did post a picture.
J-Lo's 47.
I told you, close to 50.
Damn.
She looks great.
Amazing.
But let me just say
so,
this.
So, yeah, maybe Beyonce
Alicia
is pushing.
Keys, the close-up of her face at the VMAs, she didn't have any freckles. So, it's like, do you have foundation on? Because in the picture that she released a while ago when she just started this whole campaign, she had hella freckles. Hella freckles all over her face. So I'm like, do you have on just foundation? Which is okay, but that's not makeup-less. So anyway, she was recently on doing an interview, and all of the anchors took off their makeup. So, and she like helped the girl. Would you ever do that? Oh, you don't wear makeup.
Yeah.
Would I ever do that? How much money are you paying me? Because she's not doing it for free.
Well, she should be doing it for free or giving it to a damn charity or something, which I think she is doing something with a charity right now.
I don't know, but I just feel like she could have put a little blush on or something.
I'm not,
like,
no.
I totally get it.
I like it because it makes a statement. We're still talking about it, and it'll push other people to be like, you know
ain't
what?
Ain't nobody else doing that.
Alicia like, Keys out here looking Alicia, crazy.
You are, I'm not saying that, like, I don't wear makeup 24/7. I'm not saying that that is something, like, you have to wear makeup to be beautiful. That's not the statement that I'm saying. It's just, like,
it's
I
not,
feel like she's, like, oh, wearing makeup is not, like, no, I can't say that because she did release a statement saying that I'm not, like, opposed to makeup, but I'm just not, I don't think that you need it to be beautiful. And I agree with that, but... I mean, you're not going to dress up every once in a while? Like, she looked like she had on curtains at the VMAs, and, like, her recent interview, she just looked like...
Times are hard right now for Alicia.
Maybe
like,
times
are hard.
You know
what I mean?
Hard.
Like, she's trying to get her music out there, no one really catching on.
I think that maybe she's just trying to change her entire image, because I feel like Erykah Badu, I can see her on the carpet with no makeup and be like, yes, Erykah, you is... But I feel like that goes with, like, her whole image. Like, seeing Erykah Badu without makeup, it's like, that's nothing. I'm like, you are gorgeous, but I'm so used to seeing Alicia Keys, like, done up. And now I don't, and I'm like, well... And then I see her in rags or... What I, you know, not rags, but
yeah, some rags. Cost
I'm like,
more than your
this looks like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Speaking of Northwest, recent outfit costs more than.
Well, duh. Northwest price pillow costs more than anything I own in my house. That Binky probably costs more than anything I'm wearing right now. Them, other
I mean,
than
she
my
is
Jesus.
Walking and talking. She does not wear Binkies anymore. I mean, she does not use Binkies.
Wherever I don't know these kids.
Whatever. I don't know these kids.
I don't know that bitch.
Stop.
Speaking of bitches, what did you think of the Kanye West fade video?
Oh.
Everything. And you heard Tiana's going to, she's putting out a new workout DVD. She doesn't even work out. She just dances. Just dance.
When I saw that, I spit out what I had in my mouth. It was a donut. And I was just like, I just cannot even stomach it. Like, I just went the next day. I went to the gym covered in coconut oil, honey. Just covered in coconut oil. And I was like, I was on that treadmill, like, I was like, this is it. Like, it was a legit inspiration. Like, legit, her body is sick, but she's always had that body. I remember I saw her at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, honey, and her body then, this was years ago, was always snatched.
I'm getting that today.
Are you?
And you just put it in my mind.
Honey, which one are you going to go
Jesus
to?
Jesus is like, where's the other one?
Honey in the Hood.
Well, never. What?
So you're going to the one in Hollywood?
Well, yeah, because why would I drive past the one in Hollywood and go all the way down?
That's true.
Doing
back to Titiana, honey, she looks amazing.
And her,
I was
her man.
So, I don't think he's cute at all. You think he's cute?
I mean, on a, you know what I mean? Like, if he was like, hey, I'd be like, hey.
I don't think he's cute at all. You can have that one.
Well, girl, I wasn't going to ask.
But it's so crazy because she's so little and he is so tall. That's like Will and Jada. Crazy.
That's that bomb sex.
So, yeah, that's our show for today. Let us know what you guys are thinking with hashtag BHL reality check. I love that I said BHL love. You're like, no, BH love, bitch.
BH love.
I'm a hot mess today. Guys, bear with me. Bear with me. We might go out to Dipset.
Yeah.
Is that it? I can't.
It's the remix, the American remix.
Where can everyone find you?
Boom, everywhere, DJ Jesse J.
And everyone can find me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. We will see you next week.
Bye. Going to November. I need a couple birds. Get abroad, have them sent up. Call my bird, get my
from executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.